Hello, everyone. This is Bob Baker, and this is my podcast for Assignment 5. The Excel document that I have posted on our D2L site obtains a table with data from the PowerStats link from the NCES website. I export bachelor's degree attainment rates for students enrolling for the first time in their first institution in 2003-2004 and reviewed their graduation rates by 2009. Since my profession has been, over the past 10 years or so, based on developing programs to assist students in their persistence to graduation from college, I found this data and study interesting. So the three tables that I created show the relationship between the percentage of students who graduate with their bachelor's degree and the following variables: age, at which they first enter college, race, and highest level of their parents' education. Table 1 examines the percentage of students who obtain their bachelor's degree with the age at which they first entered a four-year institution, and the data clearly shows a higher percentage and success rate in the attainment of a bachelor's degree for the students who begin college at the age of 18 or younger, compared to students who begin, for example, the ages of 20 to 23 years old. 33.7% of those who begin age 18 or younger complete their degree, and only 5.6% of those who enter college between the ages of 20 and 23. It's an even lower percentage for students who enter college in their, say, in their 30s, which I guess are considered non-traditional students by most people's definition. This is pretty surprising to me because there's only a few years difference between 18 and 22 or 21, yet the percentage who attain their degree was pretty dramatically different. The implication of this data goes directly, I think, to recruiting and outreach efforts by admissions offices on university campuses and the importance of educating high school juniors and seniors on the benefit of a bachelor's degree and the importance of starting right after high school graduation. More importantly, it emphasizes the importance of institutional administrators, financial aid, and scholarship officers and with their work to develop scholarship opportunities for incoming students with financial need. Based on my prior work experience in directing a college prep program for at-risk students, usually the lack of funding for tuition is the primary reason why students don't get started on college right away. And I think, sadly, what happens is they get out in the workforce for 3 or 4 years and they've got a steady income, even though it's not that great. It's tough to give that up. My second table examines the relationship between race and the percentage of students who attain their bachelor's degree. The data clearly shows that Black and Hispanic students attain their bachelor's degree at a much lower rate than students from other races, 11.9% for Black students and 11.3% for Hispanic students. This is compared to 26.7% of white students who earn their degree and 32.1% of Asian students. Most campuses have diversity initiatives in their recruitment plans, and some even have minority scholarships. But clearly, if data like this still exists from a study as recent as 2009, then there's more work to be done on our campuses by administrators to target and support minorities in attaining their degrees. My third table examines the relationship between parents' highest level of education and the percentage of their students who obtain their bachelor's degree. The data clearly demonstrates that students whose parents earned a bachelor's degree are more likely to earn a bachelor's degree themselves, 37.6%, and this is compared to a 10.3% bachelor's degree attainment rate of students surveyed whose parents' highest level of education is high school only. So obviously the implication of this data is that institutional administrators need to do more to develop support programs and scholarship opportunities for first-generation students. For example, TRIO is a federally funded grant program that provides funding for institutions who qualify based on the application process to administer programs like Student Support Services, Upward Bound, and Gear Up. Institutions, I think, have an obligation to target these underserved and disenfranchised populations and assist them in obtaining their degrees. Applying for federal grants is one way to do that, or they can simply develop support programs on campus through their advising offices. As many higher educations higher education institutions move towards funding formulas based on their graduation and success rates, not the historical funding formula based on enrollment numbers only, then I think faculty and administrators at institutions, colleges, and universities have to work together to be creative, to develop new programs, and really have to make sure that everything they're doing everything they can to try to ensure the success of students in their institutions, while at the same time holding those students to a high level of accountability.